Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of this mess is getting out on the road. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour, we're taking it to the streets, as the Doobie Brothers once said. Going to be at Fadley's this week. Next week, we're at Costas on Tuesday. We'll be at Pappas in Parkville the following Tuesday in time for Thanksgiving. And we're getting back to Hollywood Casino. We're going to be up at the sports book there on December the 1st. That's a Friday. Maryland's playing Indiana in hoops that day. My dude Kirk McEwen's bringing the Tom Petty band up to do Petticoat Junction. So I'll be up there rocking. I'll put my Tom Petty hat on. I'm going to stay all night. We're going to have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away, I think, on December 1st. By then, we may have the gingerbread scratch and sniff. I'm not allowed to say sniff. Scented. And peppermint scented tickets to give away. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I got the shirt on as well, bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. And Jiffy Lube Multi-Care, changing my oil and changing yours too. I was going to duck this guy this week. My picks were not great last week. He is the guy who takes my money this week at the sports book up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. He'll be with us having hopefully a crab cake and maybe one of those delicious BLT salmon, BLT sandwiches that they have up there in the sports book. Christian Horton joins us here this week. You beat me this week. We're in week 10. I don't like losing to you. I've only lost you once or twice here. You know, you've been sort of skating around 500 all year, one up, one down, couple up, whatever. This week I got, you know, I got my clock cleaned. I was 6-8 this week. I have fallen to just 73-61-4 on the year. Your Patriots are getting me every week now, man. You got me on this train, Christian.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Yeah, like you're saying, I'm 500 all year, 7-7. I'm on the year 65-67-4. So, like you said, around that 500 mark. Patriots, I'm ready for the draft. I'm ready for the offseason. Week after week, they're killing me. Yeah, football's not that fun anymore, as I'll say.
Well, you know, they're underdog every week, so you take the points, and then you find out why they're an underdog. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the Ravens, who obviously Cleveland, Cincinnati, a lot going on. You and I will get together early next week, so we make sure we get that Ravens game right on the front end of that. I would just say this, and as a general, before I get to my picks here, we got four teams on bye: the Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and the Eagles all on bye this week. And we got the Ravens are going to see the Rams in Miami in a couple of weeks, and the Ravens get their bye, but I had a premise last week to you about bad teams and being bad. Like when two bad teams get together, I mean, there are some teams that I think are bad that have four wins. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't think they'd get to four all season. So some of the bad teams are better than you think. And last week we had these matchups of really, really good matchups. This is the worst slate of games ever this week, right? Like these games, other than San Francisco and Jacksonville, there's not really a decent game in this whole bunch. So this is when it really gets hard, when it's bad versus bad and against me. And then there's a couple of points and there's no quarterbacks, right? I mean, half the quarterbacks in the league stink. So, or hurt. So this becomes more difficult. So when you're like, I'm two games under 500, I'm like, I'm 12 games over 500. It's really hard to pick games, man. This is a tough, tough thing to do.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like you were saying, the injuries, you know, the injuries that you have, the matchups, you know, if you run into a week of bad games like you have now and last week, you know, it's tough. You can definitely go on a cold streak because you're just picking bad teams and it's not great matchups, or you can go in a hot streak kind of like you were on. But yeah, like I said, I was looking at these games. The schedule wasn't that great. I wasn't happy with it. But like I said, it's a week of football, so I am happy, and we're just gonna roll with it.
Well, I'll tell you, I felt better about my picks last week than I've ever felt. And I went 6-8 and I stunk. You know, let's get going here. We got games. Carolina, Chicago's Thursday night game. Chicago's a 4-point favorite in this game. I mean, again, these teams stink. I'm taking Carolina. I'm taking the points. I just think the Bears really stink, even though they won a couple of games. And Carolina is in line to get the first pick at this point, I guess. I'm just going to take Carolina because they're giving me 4 points. And I think I know the Bears stink. I'm just not sure how bad the Panthers stink, but I'm going to go on their side.
Yeah, no, this is a coin flip of a game. But I'm going with Chicago with this one. I watched Chicago play against the Saints last week a little bit. They actually could have won the game, kind of gave it away at the end. I like their rookie quarterback that they have running around over there. So I'm taking Chicago with the points on this one.
I haven't been allowed to say this out loud because my wife was keeping it a secret. So maybe you don't know this, but so my wife's had her life saved twice on the bone marrow registry in 2014 and 15. My wife had leukemia, horrible leukemia, almost died twice, spent 155 nights in the hospital fighting for her life. There's a man in Germany who saved her life twice on the bone marrow registry. I encourage everyone to go out to theregoesmyhero.org, learn how to swab, get on the registry so you can save a life. True story, my wife, it's a miracle. People in my life know that story. But the miracle continues because we know him. We know him well. He was here at Christmas last year. It's warm, fuzzy stories. Big 6'7" German guy who loves soccer, loves basketball, and loves the National Football League. Like a lot of Germans, he knows all the words to take me home country roads. So my wife is surprising him, as long as he didn't listen to this segment, this weekend and meeting him in Germany and taking him to the Patriot Colts game.
Nice.
So yeah, so they're going to be sitting in the upper deck at Frankfurt. I went to that stadium over there. I saw Billy Joel play. It was fantastic. I kept telling her, really good pretzel and bratwurst and really cheap beer on the walkway into the Frankfurt Stadium. So get there early. I'll be up early watching the game. Dude, the game stinks, right? Like last week they get Miami, Kansas City, and like they get Mahomes and Mahomes and Kelsey. They didn't get Taylor Swift, but she'll be on tour soon. She'll play over there, play that stadium. Colts are 2-point favorite. This is where I get to you on this Belichick thing. And I'm like, it's hard to look the other way on 2 points of Belichick and traveling abroad and all of that. But I'm taking the Colts. I'm taking the Colts. I'm spreading the points. I think your team stinks, and I don't mind saying it out loud.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think we stink too. It's just a bad year. You kind of wait for them to turn that corner, and they're just week after week disappointing. Belichick
They
is
need to bring
not.
back Patriot Pat, is what they need to do.
Yeah, they need to bring back somebody, but it's not this team. But I'm just gonna ride the wave with the Patriots all week. I mean, all year. So I'm right there with the Patriots. I have no
This is
explanation
why you're two
why.
games under 500. If you picked against them every week, you'd be five games over 500, you know?
I'd probably have a better record than you, to be
All
honest.
right, to Sunday's games. Speaking of a team that we all think sucks, that doesn't, is Pittsburgh. I am never the one to shovel dirt on them. This is one of those little funky things. So when I wrote this down literally an hour ago, the spread was 3. By the time the segment starts here, it's now 3.5. I wrote it down. I literally made my picks before we did the segment. I look down now, the spread has moved a half a point. That's a lot in this game. That's a lot for the Steelers, who aren't going to beat anybody by a lot. I think we all agree the Packers stink here. A game's in Pittsburgh, giving away the other half point. I'm going to go ahead and stay with my pick, but it does bend me from a push to a they really got to win by 4 now, and that's a different thing for the Steelers. But I'm on the Steelers train to thinking like you can't pick against them. You never shovel dirt on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I'm with the Steelers on this one. Not a big fan of Green Bay, especially going into Pittsburgh. Like you said, with the Mike Tomlin, like the Belichick, eventually they're going to figure it out. So I'm definitely I'm going to ride with Pittsburgh on this one because they strung together a few wins the past few weeks. So I'm with Pittsburgh with the points.
Be careful when you're getting that half a point. That half a point will make you cry sometimes. Christian Horton is here. He's seen the patrons cry and celebrate, come up cash tickets. He's up there at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. You got a promotion? What's going on before I get there? Because there's a lot of concerts you guys have happen. I'll talk about all that. We're going to be up there on the first doing our crab cake tour. It's a beautiful little boutique, cool little casino right next to the freeway 95. You cross up into Cecil County. They got the Great Wolf Lodge up there now, but I've been going up for a long time, and I love your little place, and I'm looking forward to coming up there and telling your story on the first.
Yeah, no, like you said, it's a special little place, right off 95, exit 93. Like you said, we have daily promotions going on for tables, slots that we have. But at Sportsbook, we have our monthly promotion going on, called the Play and Eat promotion, where if you come to our sports betting counter, you have your pin play card, you bet over $50 in college football or NFL. You're able to get a dining credit at our restaurant there. So you can go there. It's a $15 dining credit. Use it at the end of the month. You have it to the end of the month to use it, sorry. And you can eat there with $15 off.
You're talking about this card right here. This is the one you're
That
talking about. See, this one, my name on it. I'll say this card, there's an M out in Vegas. Penn has casinos in other places, you know, across the entire company. So I have a card now. I'll be up there on the first. Come on up, see Kurt McEwen's band. Get up there on Fridays and Saturdays. Always great music. You can find the whole calendar at Hollywood Casino Perryville and their website. Let's get back to our picks. Christian Horton is here. He is 65-67-4 on the season. I'm 73-61-4, but falling backward quickly here if I don't straighten myself out here this week. New Orleans and Minnesota. We talk about teams without quarterbacks. We saw Dobbs 2 weeks ago. He has this miracle win. It's why I was 6-8 last week, because I picked against the quarterback that just got off the boat. You watched the Saints and the Bears last week. There's some reason to recommend the Saints here, maybe on the road at 2.5 points. I'm going to go ahead and take the Saints. It's really, really hard for quarterbacks to make an adjustment in the middle of the season and win football games.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you with the Saints. For the caliber of quarterback, he's not great, but, you know, he's better than what the other team has. So I like the Saints in their defense. I say that every week. They come out, show out, and they cause a few turnovers always. That's why the Bears lost the game last week. So I'm with the Saints with the points on the road.
We're going to have to deal with the Bengals in the aftermath of their home game at 1 o'clock with the Houston Texans. All the Ravens playing the Browns. We have the Bengals and the Steelers all playing at 1 o'clock. So everything's happening there, and then we get the Thursday night game. This is just a huge week for the division. I think the way we're going to feel about the Ravens before the game here and how we would feel on Friday morning next week when we get together – 9-2, 7-4, 8-3, you know, wherever it's going to be. But certainly the Bengals feel like they're coming. And if they're going to be coming next Thursday, they better be coming off a victory. The 7-point favorite at home, they're playing good football. I mean, I sat and watched the game the other night. There's nothing to not recommend them as coming. And we'll talk about the Bills a little bit later on. But Bengals, 7 points, I'll spread it. But the Texans are better than we thought they were in week one. This kid is the next thing in the league now. He's good enough to win. I saw a piece this week saying he's already a top 15 quarterback in the league. I agree with that. But I just think the Bengals are coming back. And I'm, as a Ravens guy, I'm worried about the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the Bengals yet. I didn't think they played that great against the Bills. I think they just ran into a bad Bills team, you know, that's not performing well at the moment. But they're coming into a red hot Texans team. So I like the Texans on the road with this one with the 7. Not saying necessarily you're gonna win, but I think they cover the 7 points and play Cincinnati tough. They have tough defense, and the rookie QB is showing out. He's showing that he's a top pick for a reason. So I like Houston.
So this is where you get into trouble for both of us. We look at last week and we think that that's going to have something to do with next week. You look at the Ravens where they were Arizona, the whole deal, right? We can talk about that. It's a week-to-week league, as we always say around here. All right, Tennessee and Tampa, more 1 o'clock games. I'm in on Tennessee, and it's not because I'm an Oilers fan or I have my Dan Pastorini thing here or I'm perving old Oilers stuff out on eBay to buy. I'm going to take them because I'm getting 1.5 in Tampa, and I'm not really sold on the Buccaneers. So I know the Titans quarterbacking situation is what it is. And I mean, heck, Derrick Henry could have been here last week, and I certainly would have changed how we feel about the Ravens, even though I had Keaton Mitchell's father on this week, who's an old buddy of mine. I'm going to take the Titans here in 1.5.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm against you on this one. I got Tampa Bay on this one. They lost a close game against Houston last week. You know, but I like Tampa Bay on this one. Just the caliber of teams, more talent on Tampa Bay. So I'm going to take them.
Boy, the more we pick against each other, the more I can really open up a hole on you, or you can just come catch me. You know, so that I'm a little worried. Jacksonville and San Francisco in Jacksonville, 1 o'clock game. 49ers 3-point favorite on the road. I'm more sold on Jacksonville. I mean, I'm higher on Jacksonville. I'm higher on Cincinnati. I'm high on Houston a little bit, but not high enough to take them with the 7 points against the Bengals. In this particular case, I'm not anti-San Francisco. I just think it, and I think Seattle proved this. I think these 10 o'clock in the morning games are always tough for West Coast teams. And I think Jacksonville's a different team at home. I'm more bullish on them to be an improving team, given where their quarterback is, given who their coach is, because I'm a Peterson guy. I like Jacksonville at home with points in this game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on this one. I like Jacksonville with the points, especially San Fran coming over from the West Coast to the East Coast. And San Fran's going through a lot of injuries right now. I think they have an identity issue. Can Purdy really be the guy? I think he kind of has to figure that out, confidence and what a winning a Super Bowl is. I don't think necessarily that the talent around him is going to bring him there. I think he has to play well. So I like Jacksonville at home and possibly the upset.
4 o'clock games. I watched the Chargers duke it out the other night, into the night, and making Robert Saleh older than he already is. But Lions, after 2 weeks ago, what they did here, I don't know. But they were a 2.5-point favorite on the road out in L.A. in that quiet stadium where the Chargers don't have any fans. The Lions always bring fans. And there's been some certainly some enthusiasm for the Lions at this point to make them a favorite in L.A. I'm going to take the Lions because I think I'm not sold on the Chargers. Chargers are a team I bet against every week because I don't believe in them.
Yeah, no, the Chargers shocked me last week. They actually played well in New York, but I was shocked too, especially Detroit going into L.A., especially being an East Coast team or a Midwest team, you know, being the favorite. So, but I like the Chargers on this one. I'm going to take them at home with the points.
All right, man, that's four we picked against each other. Atlanta, Arizona, boy, two stinky teams. Arizona probably stinks more, you know, put up a little bit of a fight against the Raiders. Getting the quarterback back. We've seen what that's done for Cleveland. We'll see, as Raven fans, what that's going to mean this week. It doesn't mean enough for me to not lay a point and a half out in the desert for the Falcons. I'm going to go ahead and take the Falcons and spread the point and a half.
Yeah, no, this game jumped out on paper to me when I first seen it. I was like, wow, how's Arizona favorite? But, you know, they're getting Kyler Murray back. You know, it's his first game back off an injury. I think it's an overreaction. Atlanta is actually a pretty good team. You know, they're not bad. They have some talent there. With Heineke, especially him being the quarterback now. So I'm going to take Atlanta on the road with the points here.
Point and a half now. But that moved to half a point as well. I am taking Atlanta as well. 4 o'clock game, Seattle hosting the Washington Commanders. And now the Seahawks coming off this awful beat at 37-3. Worst thing Pete Carroll's ever seen. Geno, what are we thinking? What do we know? Whatever. And here comes this cream puff Washington team coming in. 6.5 to make you laugh. This feels like this might move to 7, 7.5. At 6.5, I'll take Seattle and spread those points. No problem.
Yeah, no, I'm falling off the Seattle train on this one. They disappointed me in the past few weeks. They just can't pass block. Like, I don't know if they refuse. Is it bad fundamentals or whatever it is? But I'm going to take Washington on this one, surprisingly, with the 6, especially going into Seattle. I don't think it's a great spot. But like I said, I'm not sold on Seattle, so I like Washington with the points.
You know, the pass blocking thing for the game with the Seahawks and the Ravens this week, the Ravens are stunting like you wouldn't believe, and they're multiple, and the amount of motion that's going on. Luke and I talked about this at length this week. Just felt like it was a confusion factor that this defense has the ability, because it's so hybrid, it's so not a 3-4-4-3, it's so not traditional. They got so many of these moving parts and bodies, whether it's Geno Stone, whether it's Kyle Hamilton, but all the linebackers. I mean, Roquan's 45 yards down the field playing a wide receiver, or he might be blitzing you, or he might just be playing a run like a traditional Ray Lewis style, you know, off-ball linebacker. It's so multiple that it's confusing. And we're going to talk about Cleveland's defense and the Ravens defense in a minute, but that's what I saw from Seattle last week. Dallas and the Giants. When's the last time we had a 16.5 point spread in this league, Christian Horton?
I'm gonna have to look that one up for you. I'll have that one.
It's tough to lay that much lead, especially on the Cowboys, but it really speaks to just how wretched the Giants offensive situation is right now. Right.
Yeah, no, it does. But, I mean, 16 is a lot of points. This is still an NFL team, regardless of quarterbacks. You know, this is still NFL talent. But I can't give Dallas the 16. You know, no matter how bad the Giants are, I'm going to take the gamble with all the points and hope for a backdoor cover. You know, so I'm going to take the Giants on this one.
Backdoor cover. I got 16.5 to make you laugh on my number. I hope it's not 16, but I got 16.5. I'm taking Dallas, and you're taking the Giants. Man, we're going to make some great – that's 6 games we picked against each other. I thought we liked each other. Christian Horton is here from the Hollywood Casino up in Perryville. We'll be with him on December the 1st doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. I may have some scented tickets from the Maryland Lottery, the peppermint or the gingerbread by the time we get up there. Jets – and the Las Vegas Raiders, what a good one for Sunday Night Football. I guess this will just be one big advertisement for the Super Bowl being out in Vegas, or the U2 show that I saw a couple weeks ago as well in the Sphere. Jets and the Raiders. Jets are 1.5 favorite on the road in Vegas. And Antonio Pierce looked like, you know, he belongs to some degree. And I actually chatted with Marvin Lewis this week. He and Marvin are very close and were part of what was going on in Arizona State. So he's got Marvin in his corner there. Point and a half, they're getting it home in Vegas. I mean, I'm inclined to maybe take the points, but I get the Jets are one of those teams. I give them more credit and give them the heart, and they're going to go out to the desert and defend their honor. But I can't believe I'm spreading a point and a half on the Raiders at home. That's how bad we feel about the Raiders right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like you were saying, Antonio Pierce. I'm seeing all the videos come out after a win, and he definitely he impressed me. You know, it seems like he has a good hold on that team. You know, leadership. I was wondering who he was. I was like, where did I hear this name from? And he was a linebacker back in the day, I think, for the Colts. You know, so.
He was a linebacker for the Redskins originally, and I wondered the same thing, and I wikied him after I saw him talking about practice players like you did. And you know, and I remember him as a Giant. I remember him on those good teams with the Giants, but he was a Redskin with Marvin in the beginning. Marvin was the defensive coordinator of the Redskins for 5 minutes in 2002, and he was on that team because I'm like, how did Marvin and Antonio Pierce get close? I Googled it to figure it out. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. No, so yeah, no, he impressed me, but I like the Jets. I think Sal is gonna figure it out. Like you said, this is just a bad team or bad teams playing against each other. Not a great game, but I take the Jets on this one.
I got the Jets too, so you're not going to give me some freebies on that. Monday night, Broncos and the Bills. Are you believing in the Broncos? I mean, I'm not yet. And 7.5 is a big number for Buffalo. It didn't look good last week. I think they're a different team at home. I'm going to believe in Buffalo, even though, like Cincinnati 5 weeks ago, we didn't believe. We didn't believe in the Ravens 5 weeks ago, like in the way you feel about them now. I mean, Bills stack a couple of wins here. I think you'd feel differently about them in Thanksgiving, because of their pedigree, because of the quarterback, because of the coach, because they've been good. 7.5's a lot. I don't feel good about it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Okay, sorry, I missed this game. Where's the game being played?
Bills Broncos.
Yeah. Where's the game
Oh,
being
it's in
played?
Buffalo. It's in
It's
Buffalo.
in Buffalo. Ooh, that's tough. Ooh, I'm
Seven.
gonna take
That's why it's
Buffalo.
tough. It's 7. I wouldn't bet on that. There's no way I would
No,
want real action on this game. No.
you'd be sweating it out. I'm gonna take Buffalo with this one. I'm gonna take Buffalo with this one. I think they have a comeback game. Like you said, I think this is one of the games where Denver doesn't necessarily show up, especially off a bye week. So I like Buffalo with the 7.5.
Man, listen, we got 7 games we picked apart here. Chicago, New England, Houston, Tampa, Chargers, Washington, Giants. Boy, we're going to have something to
Okay.
talk about next week, you and me. Christian Orton, he will talk to you. Come on up to Perryville and see him at the Hollywood Casino. Get your pen play card, which I have in my wallet always with me here. It's purple too. So come on up, join us on December 1st as well. Have a crab cake. We had such a nice event up there for the breakfast when the Ravens played over in Tottenham a few weeks ago, successfully, I might add. So we do appreciate the victories more than the defeats thus far. And you can obviously follow everything on our picks. I'm 73-61-4. Christian is 65-67-4, but looking to make up lots of ground on me as I'm starting to scuffle here in week 10 because I can't. I have to figure this all out. As long as we figure out the Ravens and the Browns. All right. Who you got in this one? Ravens and Browns. You tell me go take the Browns, right?
No. I'm with the Ravens on this one. I
Oh, we're
think the
going to have 8 games
Ravens.
because I'm taking the Browns. Hold on. Hold
Oh,
on.
okay. All
Stop
right.
everything. Go ahead.
No. I like the Ravens. They're surprising me, honestly. I think they might come out of the AFC. You know, Lamar's playing well. Their defense, like you said, is playing well with Roquan Smith. You know, my old guy, my old friend back in New England, Calvin Noy. You know, I'm still mad you guys got him. You know, you got Clowney out there running around. So I like the Ravens.
Jim Schwartz and I did a lot of radio together. Jimmy and I have been friends from the beginning, 1996, 27 years. He's Baltimore's finest, Arbutus. Never Hale Thorpe, never Lansdowne, always Arbutus. Never Paradise, never Catonsville, always Arbutus. And there's a million Schwartzes out there. One of them is listening to this without question because there's always a Schwartz listening here. You know, 6 points for me. This is a defensive game. I just feel like in the division, 6 points. where the Browns are offensively, where they've moved the ball a little bit lately, and defensively, where I think it's going to be a game of turnovers. And the Ravens turning the ball over worries me a little bit, and the fact that the Browns force turnovers and Myles Garrett can blow some things up a little bit. I want to see Keaton Mitchell run the ball. I want to see the Ravens prove me wrong. I want to see him win by 18 points and laugh about it and have Lamar out of the game in the fourth quarter. They've had a couple of laughers, and they've had some real clunkers along the way. I mean, the Arizona game wasn't great, and that was 5 minutes ago. I don't expect style points. I expect them to win. I just don't expect them to cover 6 points. To your point, they get paid over in Cleveland too. And Schwartz is just, he's really good, man. I mean, I don't want to brag on him because he's my buddy or whatever, but he changes things. And I know Jim real well. This is a game that he's pissed off for greatness. This is a game where it's personal for him with the Ravens. It's personal with him when he comes back to Baltimore. It's personal for him when the playoffs are at stake. I just have a feeling that the Browns will create trouble defensively for Lamar on the offense, and this won't be a laugher. And if it's not a laugher and it's 21-17 in the fourth quarter, I won't be shocked by that, and that will cover me. I think it's a closer game than 6 points. I don't think the Ravens are necessarily going to lose. I just think it's a show me game. It's a show me week for the Ravens in both of these games, and show me for the Browns and the Bengals. But I just think this is where the league sort of separates and things come back into order to some degree. And I don't think the Ravens are going to be 9-2 2 weeks from now, because it's just really hard to do. And I think they've made it look easy, beating up Seattle, beating up the Lions, and I think we get a little overconfident, and I think the line reflects that a little bit.
Okay, yeah, no. That's a good
And I may eat my words on Sunday night, and that's fine. That's the way this works, right? I mean, that's why I'm 12 games over 500, getting all cocky, and you picked 8 games against me now this week. So it's going to be good, Christian, you and me now, right?
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
Bill Belichick's going to break you, dog. I'm going to break you.
He already has. He already has.
Look, man, my wife will be sending me pictures of her and the guy who saved her life in the upper deck, and her sister who loves the Patriots and has a real Tom Brady jersey. So they'll all have a good time over there and watch some bad football. And then it'll be lunchtime here. Christian Orton, he is there for breakfast and lunch, sometimes dinner too, up at Perryville at the Hollywood Casino. Get up, say hello to him. Make sure you're coming to say hello to us on December the 1st as we gather and do our Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery with our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube Multi-Care. Good luck to everybody out there. I want to say this loud and clear. I said it to John Martin this week. Play responsibly. Know your limits. Set the tone so that this can be fun and not something awful. I can't say it enough as I sit here and talk about gambling in an open forum after 32 years of not doing it. Just be careful, be responsible, have fun, and realize, follow my picks, or especially Christian, and realize it's really hard to do. You're not getting rich doing this. Have some fun. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop picking winners. We're BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.